What, it here?
Brought it. They have brought it here. They brought it here, or have brought it here. Just...
Okay.
Colored folks would say, tote it.
White people would never say tote?
Oh, yeah, some of the less educated ones.
Uh-huh. What about fetch?
What?
What about fetch? Fetch.
Fetch. Seldom used. Mostly in the north and the east. Mm-hmm. Mainly in the east. We almost never use it down here.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, that coat won't fit me this year, but last year it went perfectly.
It fit perfectly.
And,
oh, I might say fitted.
Mm-hmm. And say if a man had an important interview and his clothes weren't in very good shape, he'd go out and buy a...
Well, he'd hardly do that just for one interview. Even when clothing cost less, he'd probably put on his Sunday suit.
Uh-huh. Well, if he had just bought it, it would be a brand...
Brand new.
What?
Brand new suit.
Uh-huh. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Bulgy.
And you say, well, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
Shrank.
And you say... Every shirt I've washed has...
Has shrunk.
And I hope this new shirt won't...
Not shrink.
And if a woman liked to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yes.
What if she likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and straightening her hair and putting on makeup?
Primping.
Well, would you say that about a man?
What?
Would you say that about a man?
No.
Okay. And what do people used to carry their coins in?
Purses.
Mm-hmm. And something that a woman might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And around her neck.
Necklace.
Or talking about beads, you'd call that a...
Well, they would mention beads, yes.
You'd call that a what of beads? A
string of beads.
Okay. And what did men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Galluses.
Okay.
No suspenders.
Uh-huh.
But again, the persons who were not so well educated would call them galluses.
Mm-hmm. What about the last thing that you put on a bed? You know, the fancy cover.
Counterpane.
What was that like? Was that made or?
Well, it's called a spread today.
Mm-hmm. What about something that would be put on the bed for warmth? A lot of little things sewn together and...
Quilt or
uh-huh.
A comfort.
Are those the same thing now?
Quilts are quite different from a comfort. They are, or used to be, made of odd pieces of cloth that women sewed together, but they didn't have anything like the warmth that a down-filled comfort or wool-filled comfort has.
Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillow.
Do you remember seeing something about twice as long as a pillow?
About what?
About twice as long as a pillow.
Bolster.
Mm-hmm.
That stretched the whole length of the top of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression around here, it went... Plumb across the bed or clean across the bed or?
Both.
What would you use either?
Oh, I don't know which was most used. Clean, I guess.
How would people use those expressions?
What?
How would give me examples of how they'd use those expressions?
Well, the bolster stretches clean across the top of the bed.
Uh-huh. What about plumb?
It would most likely be clean instead of plumb.
Mm-hmm. But you heard both around here?
Yes.